This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. A reader wrote in and asked a question about dreams and if he has committed sins in his dreams. He says, quote, "Dear MHFM, I am worried. In my past, I have been guilty of sins, but the case now is that when I do this by the day, go to work, etc., it comes a time where I have to sleep, and then the problem is that I am attacked in dreams in which there is set up situations. Are these dreams mortal sins that I commit? Sincerely." And he goes on to actually refer to impure situations. With reference to his question, St. Thomas Aquinas actually addresses this point in two different places in the Summa Theologica. And the answer to the question is that someone cannot commit a mortal sin in a dream or when one is asleep, because a mortal sin requires full consent of the will, and when one is asleep or partially asleep, one cannot give full consent of the will. However, the things that he describes, St. Thomas points out, might be the result of venial or mortal sin, or they might be the result of simply the malice of demons. St. Thomas says that when people sin by eating too much, the result can be the things that this individual is describing. He addresses this in Summa Theologica, Part 3, Question 80, Article 7. He says, quote, "And although these movements during sleep considered in themselves cannot be a mortal sin, nevertheless, owing to their cause, they have mortal sin connected with them, which cause therefore must be investigated. Sometimes they are due to an external spiritual cause, namely the deception of the demons, who can stir up phantasms, as was stated in 1.111.3. Sometimes they are due to an internal spiritual cause, such as previous thoughts. At other times they arise from some internal corporal cause, as from abundance or weakness of nature, or even from surfeit of meat or drink. Now every one of these three causes can be without sin at all, or else with venial sin or with mortal sin. For such illusions on the part of demons sometimes come from one's not striving to receive fervently," and he's referring to receiving the Eucharist, "and this can be either a mortal or a venial sin. At other times, it is due to malice alone on the part of the demons who wish to keep men from receiving this sacrament," end quote. St. Thomas also touches upon this subject in Summa Theologica, Part 2, 2, Question 154, Article 5. He says, quote, "Now during sleep, reason has not a free judgment, for there is no one who, while sleeping, does not regard some of the images formed by his imagination as though they were real. Wherefore, what a man does while he sleeps and is deprived of reason's judgment is not imputed to him as a sin." But he goes on to say that it can be the result of sin, as we just quoted. So to summarize what he says on this point, dreams considered in and of themselves cannot be mortally sinful because one does not have full consent of the will when one is asleep or partially asleep. However, they can be the result of mortal sin or venial sin, such as overeating, or they could be, as he says, simply the result of the malice alone of the demons. So that would be the answer to the reader's question.